Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the villages at Oak Ridge. And today, Mayor Joe Wellman joins us. First Monday of each month, we get a city update. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. A lot going on. Of course, tonight kicks off the 4th of July celebration out at Eastside Park.
Yes, it does. And the carnival rides, I believe, open at 5, although I think they're pretty much all set up as I go past the park, so they may be open before that. But really looking forward to the Fireman's Water Ball fight tonight. If you haven't been to one of those, or you haven't been to one since you've been a kid, they're a lot of fun. I talked to Kip Kelly Friday morning. We had 8 teams lined up as far away as Vigo County. So, come on out. It is a lot of fun. Don't stand too close. You might get wet, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, that ain't going to hurt anything on the weather we're having now.
No, it might cool people off. And then we have bands, music every evening and all day on the all afternoon on the 4th, starting at 4:30. And then, of course, at 10 o'clock, we have the singing of the National Anthem and fireworks, traditional fireworks on the 4th. Be a lot of fun. Come on out if you haven't been out, or bring the kids and the grandkids and the nieces and nephews. It's a great family event.
Yeah, and there's places around town, too, to set up. You know, we were talking about that last time we spoke to Kip. The Tractor Supply parking lot there, sometimes people set up there, and even in the bowling alley lot. If you can't get inside to the park, you don't want to miss the fireworks show, because it is huge. 10:02 is
right
when they let them off.
10:02 is the time. Have a lot of other things going on. Just quickly, this weekend is a big baseball tournament. I believe you've talked about it. Saturday and Sunday, I believe you said there's 46 teams coming to town. So restaurants, everything else, hope you're all geared up for that. But all out at the sports complex. Ought to be a lot of fun to go out there and watch that.
You know, again, it's a good chance to put your best foot forward, because all of these teams are going to be they're going to be looking for a place to eat, hang out in between games. So just be aware, especially if you're a restaurant, you might want to have extra staff on.
Yeah,
because they're going to be hungry.
Good idea.
That's Saturday and Sunday down at the sports complex. And if you want to go watch some great baseball, head on down there.
Ought to be fun. Ought to be a lot of fun. I don't know how far away the teams are hailing from, but pretty good size area to get 46 teams coming, I would think.
Absolutely, yes.
We have a few other things coming up in August. The first Saturday of August, the 4th, is our Parks Department's traditional annual back-to-school bash and youth fishing tournament. So that is Saturday, August 4th. We, in the past, have had it before school started, but I think school starts a couple of days before that. So, but still be a good time, and they do a good job with that. There'll be inflatables. Stay tuned. Listen to the radio. Watch the newspaper. Watch the website. We'll have details on that. And then a little farther in the future, August or September 27th is our biannual safety night out at Eastside Park, where we have a lot of the first responders out to demonstrate their equipment, their skills, and it's a good family and community event also.
It's a busy time, no doubt about it, and a busy time for the city. I know, Mayor, you've issued this reminder to motorists. Just be on the lookout as the street crews are out doing a lot of that work, that summer work, and getting those roads paved and patched up. So be aware of those guys out.
Yes,
working.
Please be careful. And, you know, it's the street department guys. It's also our utility guys. And Miller Pipeline is still working on their gas line replacement all around the city. Just be careful. You know, people I know get impatient. We live in a world that's fast-paced, and the rat race gets faster and faster. But please give the guys a little extra room and a little extra patience. And the other thing I would remind folks about, I'm starting to see people mowing grass out into the streets again. That is against city ordinance. And, it eventually affects the efficiency of our sewer system, sewage treatment, and also just doesn't look nice. So please keep that in mind. Other than that, I think there's a lot of good things going on in the community. Was on the radio Saturday and talked about several of those things with Grant on Focus on the Community, too. So a lot of good things going on. Busy time in the city of Washington. 4-H Fair is coming up, too. We just finished the county fair up at Elnora, and the Davis County 4-H Fair will be coming up, I believe it starts the week of July 11th. I didn't write down
the date. Yep, that's right, July 11th. And then the city offices will be closed Wednesday, right?
Yes, city offices, county offices, all the state offices, any type of offices will be closed July 4th. I want to wish everybody a happy and safe 4th of July.
All right. Mayor Joe Wellman, thank you so much. Always appreciate the update. Have a great day, sir.
You too.
Take 5, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.